This is the OANDA podcast.
This is the OANDA Market Insights podcast, talking to OANDA senior market analysts from around the world. And today it is Jeff Halley in Singapore. Jeff, good morning from London.
And good afternoon from Asia.
And we haven't spoken for a few days, actually, because we had a bit of a break. Hope you're well. Let's get the latest where you are as far as Asia Pacific is concerned.
It's a bit of a mixed day in Asia. So we had quite a strong performance from the stock markets on Friday after a lower than expected non-farm payroll saw US yields move lower. And mechanically, of course, all the other commodities and all the other sectors all got bought, including stock markets. Over the weekend, Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary and former head of the Federal Reserve, came out and said that higher US interest rates would be a good thing. That seems to have taken the heat out of any bullish bias this morning in Asia. And we've seen a mixed picture. Also, the China trade data didn't perform quite as well as expected. So there's no dramas, no hand-wringing or wild run for the exits, but we are seeing a very mixed picture. For example, Japan and South Korea are up modestly, while China is down modestly, along with that includes Hong Kong. We've seen Singapore rise along with Thailand, and we've seen countries such as Taiwan and Indonesia retreat slightly, as has Australia. So all in all, it's a bit of a directionless mixed picture today.
You mentioned Janet Yellen, Jeff, and of course she was there at the G7 meeting where an agreement was made for a global tax deal, and that will see a minimum tax rate of at least 15%, and that would hopefully ensure that major corporations, especially those with a strong online presence, we know who we're talking about there, will pay taxes in the countries where they operate, not only where they have their headquarters. So what has been the general reaction to this deal? And plenty of questions to be asked, you know, is the tax level of 15% too low? And will countries outside of the G7, for instance, Ireland, follow suit? What do you think?
Well, it's going to be rolled out towards the G20 meeting, I think, which is at the next week, I believe. So it's certainly been agreed within the G7 and is going to then be put forward to the wider G20 grouping. And then the OECD have been working on this project for many, many years as well, and that will be the next step after that. It does seem to have a certain amount of momentum and inevitability with it, because both Europe and the US are most certainly supporting it. And when we think about it, this is really only going to affect low-tax countries, because most developed countries have a corporate tax that is higher than 15% anyway. And when we look at countries such as Singapore and Hong Kong out here in Asia, their tax rates, I believe, are about 16 or 17% respectively. It's only your tax havens, such as the Maldives, etc., perhaps, or you know, places such as Vanuatu or the BVI, where there's zero tax rates, and of course Switzerland. But I believe that it has some fairly underlying support around the world, and I think that there is a real momentum for a much fairer tax field, basically. This was all obviously stopped during the Trump years. He was supporting the US technology lobby in particular, but they're not alone in doing all these imaginative transfer pricing actions to low corporate tax countries to maximize their income. But I believe the world's changed, the wind's blowing for a new direction, and this is the start of it.
And even some of those tech giants have welcomed the news. I suppose they didn't really have much choice because it was a done deal. We've seen, I think, Alphabet and so on tweet their approval. What do we think of what they're saying? I suppose as it's inevitable, they couldn't really do anything else.
Yeah, and we have to remember that some of these tech giants in particular, who are always at the front and centre of this noise, they have been paying taxes locally in other parts of the world for some time. Facebook and Alphabet, for example, pay local taxes in Indonesia, which is a huge market for both of them. And there are other parts of the world where they do so as well. So this is an evolution of this fact. I mean, all good things must come to an end. And this is the way that it's developing. I think this is a classic case of technology arising before the regulatory framework could actually catch up with it. And so after 10, 15 years, we're starting to see that movement.
Can I ask you, Jeff, about the latest numbers on Bitcoin? Because Bitcoin and other major cryptocurrencies have continued to fall. And that after reports about this Chinese social media site, Weibo, which suspended key opinion leaders, quote unquote, reigniting fears of a further crackdown in the country. So why did Bitcoin drop?
It pretty much is that. Weibo is actually the equivalent of Twitter in China. Obviously, you can't have Twitter in China, much as you can't have Facebook. So there are equivalents. This is all part of the ongoing clampdown by government authorities on crypto, the virtual currency space in general. I mean, it will be competing with their digital yuan. That may be part of it, but this is actually just a firming up of those rules. They're sending some quite strong signals. And I believe this is also what I personally believe is the actual existential threat in the crypto space right now, and that is of escalating regulation or restriction, not just by China, but other governments around the world. And I believe that the Colonial Pipeline ransomware, this meat company, JB Meats ransomware, these things are all paid in virtual currencies. And I think they may have flown too close to the sun when they start attacking critical infrastructure of countries and then take payments in virtual currencies. So I believe this will be an ongoing process, and that's why I'm quite bearish on cryptos in general at the moment.
Okay, let's look ahead to the next few days or so. What should we look out for during this week?
Well, look, Tier 1 data is just a little bit thin on the ground. We do have a huge number of inflation prints from around the world. Now, the most prominent of those will be the US and the China ones. China's on Wednesday, US is on Thursday. There's this ongoing tug of war between is inflation coming back or is it transitory? And the non-farm payrolls didn't really answer that question on Friday ahead of this FOMC meeting in the US, and I believe it'll be next week. So the market is still torn between these two, and this is why we're seeing some quite choppy range trading across a lot of asset classes at the moment. So a strong signal of higher inflation from the US and China would probably see bond yields climb and the dollar rise and equities fall. And if it's a low print, we're going to see the opposite reaction. The dollar will fall, equities will climb. But we're still not quite there yet as to whether inflation is transitory or sticky. And the reactions from markets will be quite different for both. So perhaps that picture will get a bit clearer. We have the European Central Bank also with a rate decision on Thursday, although I expect that will be a non-event. Rates will be unchanged. QE will remain unchanged. I think that'd be one of the last central banks in the world to mention the taper word.
Okay, Jeff, we'll speak to you again on Wednesday. Have a great couple of days.
And to you, thanks for having me.
The Oanda Podcast.